boast, I will not be a fool, for I will be speaking the truth. But I refrain from it, so that no one may think better of me than what is seen in me or heard from me, even considering the exceptional character of the revelations. Therefore, to keep me from being too elated, thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment me. Keep me from being too elated. Three times I appealed to the Lord about this, that it would leave me. He said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. So I will boast all the more gladly in my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may dwell in me. Therefore I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities for the sake of Christ. For whenever I am weak, then I am strong. May the Lord bless our hearts and minds. Understand these words. Do you know the accounts of Paul's conversion on the road to his visionary call? He was temporarily blinded, but heard the voice of the resurrected Jesus calling him to be a missionary to the Gentiles. It's probable that the visions and revelations Paul described in today's text in 2 Corinthians refer to what happened that day. Paul told us that to keep him from being too puffed up by these mystical and spiritual revelations, God gave him a thorn in the flesh. Generations of scholars have pondered what this thorn might have been. Two things are obvious. It was physical and painful. But what was it? What did it teach Paul? What might our thorns teach us? Paul, in his letter to the Galatians, reported that when he first came to that region which we now call Turkey, he had an illness and had to be nursed back to health by some Galatians. He told us in that letter that it was because of the illness had the first opportunity to preach the gospel to the people in that region. And Paul's description of that illness that he had there implies that he wasn't much to look at while he was sick. It disfigured him in some way. And then he wrote, if you could have done so, you would have torn out your eyes, given them to me. This may be a hint about the nature of his thorn in the flesh. Remember also the account of the after effects of Paul's conversion to Damascus. How his eyes were covered with something like scales that fell off after Ananias prayed for him. These two stories led Professor Lewis Martin, late of the Union Theological Seminary in New York, to posit that Paul was troubled much of his life with a particular disease of the optic nerve, which episodically was both painful and rendered him temporarily blind. I should dedicate this sermon to you, Joe. Most of us don't think of an important person like Paul having such a disability. Paul wrote that three times he pleaded with God to relieve this thorn in the flesh from him. But three times he received an answer. My grace is sufficient, certainly true in type A personalities like St. Paul. Grace is challenging for a strong person to accept. But suffering leads you to look to God, to look for help. Suffering makes you more willing to reach out to God. If everything is perfect in life, it's difficult to realize we need God. We know thorns of our own, at least I do. This is one of the things that the thorns teach. I knew a minister who went through a horrible period of difficulty in his life caused by his failing marriage. He told me until that moment, he'd always gotten whatever he wanted, and he'd never been told no in his life. He was intelligent, good with people, pretty much got things done on the force of his personality. Though he tried everything he knew, including prayer, he kept running into a wall with his marriage. His wife had fallen in love with another man. The minister husband could not ever stay in their marriage. The end of his rope, considered resigning from his church in humiliation, even considered ending his life. ask us all to keep our hearts in mind.